Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Reid Dulberger, president of the Economic Development Growth Engine for Memphis and Shelby County, and Joe Sano, president of Memphis Shelby Inform, a watchdog group that monitors local taxes and public spending. I'll start with you, Reid. There's a lot that goes into economic development. One of the things about that is over the years, these tax incentives, people talk about them being unfair. Tell us why tax incentives are such a big part of the economic development business recruitment plan.
Economic development incentives, pilot being one of them, is just another form of discount. It's a way of attracting and retaining clients, customers, companies that employ Shelby County residents in a very, very competitive market. Economic development incentives exist all across the country, in every state, in virtually every major city, and among the most prevalent are cash grants and property tax abatements. What we do here in Memphis and Shelby County isn't really cutting edge, but we do try to make aggressive use of the programs we have available in a market where we're competing not only with other parts of Tennessee, but we're competing with northern Mississippi, we're competing with eastern Arkansas, and we're competing from, in part, a position of strength, but in part, not so much. Memphis and Shelby County have some of the highest tax rates in Tennessee. As a matter of fact, when you look at combined city and county taxes, we have six of the top 10 communities in the state in terms of the tax rate.
Let me interrupt you and say, just so everyone understands, when we talk about pilots, which again is the one that a company that was maybe going to, if they get a $10 million pilot over 10 years, they were going to pay X amount of taxes, and your group would come in and say, well, you'll pay much less for that 10-year period. The theory being, well, they're going to invest money, they're going to hire a certain a number of employees and so on. So it's a trade-off of these tax abatements for the growth they're supposed to bring?
That's exactly right. Okay. It's a percentage reduction in the taxes that would otherwise be paid in return for certain explicit benefits. And those benefits are measured, and we do a benefit cost analysis so that with the intent that every pilot is at least break even, and since EDGE has been in existence for approximately 13 months, the pilots have been substantially more than break-even. So the community financially benefits from each pilot. We make money on those deals.
Okay. Joe, I'll get you in here. You've been critical. Some of these tax incentives, some of the spending generally of the city and county, but we're talking today about pilots and so on. What is your main criticism of the pilot programs in the past?
Well, Reid, I think the public needs to know, the taxpayers need to know, that these pilots, when they end, that the tax abatement that was given, that company or what a piece of property will then pay the tax that has been abated. And that, I think, is what the public needs to know. There needs to be somebody, either county trustee or your officer, which I think would be better, to say, okay, here's the companies that are coming off tax abatement this year or last year or the last 5 years, and here's what they've been abated, and here's what they're now are paying. And I think the public feels that there's some kind of game going on here. And I've gone and tried to research this, and it's very difficult to find the numbers.
And we talked earlier before the show, Reid, about, again, going forward, you're trying to put this stuff on your website. You're trying to be open and accountable. Tell us a little bit about trying to recreate files from the past pilots that have been done that gets to some of what Joe's talking about.
And let me say it right up front. I agree with Joe. I agree that this is information that the public needs and would be very helpful. And it doesn't exist today. And I know that doing what he's trying to do is extremely difficult. To your point, EDGE took over about 13 months ago. And what we find is that you've got all of these pilots from essentially a decade, and there's a lot of paperwork. And the paperwork's not always where you expect to find it, and it's difficult to recreate the files. And so we've engaged a company, Memphis Consulting, local group that does auditing and does business consulting and business turnarounds, and had them come in, and they are going through all, they've gone through all of the files, and they're calling all, and contacting all of the pilot companies, and they are constructing for us the first database that I think we'll all have a lot of confidence in terms of existing pilots. That's step one. Once that's done, to Joe's point, we then need to get with, in our case, the county and the city of Memphis and look at their records in terms of what was actually paid during the pilot and after the pilot so that people have the information. When there have been sort of small studies done, the indication is that the pilot program has overperformed. In other words, the actual number of jobs created, capital investment made, payroll is in excess, is above what was pledged initially. But those were sort of small studies. We need to know on an ongoing basis. And to Joe's point, it would be good to know, as these companies roll off the pilots and pay taxes, what the net benefit is for the community. Because right now, for the 10 pilots that EDGE has approved in its 13 months, we estimate that the benefit to the community is about $1.87 for every dollar of tax abated.
So an 80 cent gain.
Right.
Put in a dollar, we get 80 cent back. And we get that back in sales tax?
We get sales tax, local taxes. It's primarily from the spending of the new employees. But to Joe's point, if we tack on to that what these companies then pay in full, I think what we'll see as a community is that on the long term, this program really does pay off.
That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week.